soll eine etwas lockere Atmosphäre sein. Ich hoffe, ihr alle habt irgendwas zu trinken bei euch. Wir haben uns schon versorgt. Wir haben draußen an der Bar schon Rauch bestellt. Also, ich hoffe, sie haben sich auch schon bedient und können das entsprechend genießen. Der North Beach in San Francisco ist noch immer eine Gegend, eine Künstlergegend, und dort läuft man andauernd mit verrückten Dichtern, Malern und allen möglichen Menschen über den Weg. Das ist natürlich bei uns auch passiert. Wir haben viele Freunde inzwischen gewonnen in San Francisco. Heute haben wir, und für heuer haben wir einige eingeladen, die zu uns herkommen. In San Francisco, wenn wir dort waren, habe ich eines erlebt, und zwar, es hat Einladungen gegeben zu Essen, Abendessen, zu Abendbetrinkungen, oder wie immer das nennt. Manchmal ist auch schick geraucht worden, wie nicht. Und ich sage, das war interessant für mich, ich war ganz erstaunt. Jedes Mal, wenn da Essen war oder irgendwas, dann sind zum Schluss anschließend Gedichte vorgetragen worden. Also ich habe das gar nicht verstanden. Das hat wirklich Tradition und das war einfach toll. Es ist darüber diskutiert worden, es hat Kämpfe gegeben, Streitereien über die Schreiberei. Und das war wirklich toll und das versuchen wir heute auch ein bisschen zu beleben hier. Wenn Sie nach San Francisco kommen, kann ich Ihnen eines versprechen, wenn Sie in ein Jazzlokal gehen, oder an Mili,
locker bleiben.
It's okay. Na, wenn Sie nach San Francisco kommen, das kann ich Ihnen eines versprechen, Sie gehen in ein Jazzlokal, sind vielleicht eine Woche dort, oder Sie sehen einen Jazzspieler an irgendeiner Ecke, und dann sieht George Lang irgendwo über den Weg laufen. Er ist der Jazzmusiker oder der Spieler in San Francisco. Ja. Er wird den Abend heute einleiten und dann beenden zum Schluss. Wir haben uns so gedacht, wir sind 50. Mili da, das kann ich sagen. Wir werden also fünf Vorlesungen oder Lectures machen und jede ungefähr so 10 Minuten, nur in Englisch. Sollte man was nicht verstehen, bei Gedichten heißt es ja immer, man soll sie, Gedichten soll man nicht verstehen, sondern fühlen. Also wenn Sie nicht verstehen, fühlen Sie es und dann passt es. George wird die Eröffnung machen und dann wird Ruth Weiß mit ihrem Lebenspartner starten und ich muss jetzt die Geschichte los, und ich halte nur ganz kurz, das kann ich so machen. Den anderen. Aber ich muss diese Geschichte loswerden. Ruth Weiß, die Beat-Bewegung in der Ende der 40er Jahre, Anfang der in den 50er Jahren, ist eine wirklich durch und durch amerikanische Bewegung. Durch und durch eine amerikanische Bewegung. Und ich war vollkommen erstaunt, wie ich gemerkt habe, dass eine der ersten, also von Beginn an, Ruth Weiß eine Österreicherin dabei war. Also das muss man sich einmal vorstellen, ist unglaublich. Sie hat in San Francisco Ende der 40er Jahre, Anfang der 50er Jahre, Poetry-Lesungen mit Jazzmusikern von San Francisco gemacht und organisiert. Und sie hat mit Jack Kerouac und Neil Cassidy, den Heroen der Beat-Bewegung, die sind durch San Francisco gerast, wo damals war schon lustig, glaube ich, Auto fahren. Nein, weiß ich nicht. Aber damals war das ein bisschen, dass da eine österreichische, sage ich mal, Beteiligung mit dem Kompatriotismus aufkommen lassen, aber es ist irgendwie recht los. Also, George, wir können starten.
this is the booth, this is Elias.
Speaking of
the
booth.
This is the booth that Elias tonight, the rap fertig gemacht hat.
You want this up?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. No, I need to help. I mean, I think it's
thank you.
Yes. So.
Beautiful, that's the right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I believe.
So, I was in Halle in 2007, and when I left, I wrote this. In Halle, in Tyrol, she is the king of the mountain. He is the queen of the castle. She is goddess of the heartbeat. He is salt of the earth. They meet in the marketplace, bow one to the other. They stand on their heads, rest on their crowns. Upside down, fools, keeping the balance of tears, of laughter, with a sprinkle of salt. They are the voice of the poem. They are the silence between the lines. Interview in Austria. For the class of 14-year-olds, girls from Bad Schallenbach who interviewed a Holocaust survivor. You so young, so bright, so Alice and shy, so brave to learn the truth. You who have barely entered your teens, the guilt of the country heavy on the heart. And yes, together we unburden, because I too carried the burden, the guilt of the survivor. It is not what we said, but what we didn't. No. Uh-huh. Train song for Jack Micheline. 11/5/29 to February 27th, 1998. Your last book, 67 poems. You at 68, your final poem, staged yourself alone on a train, going, gone. Shock of your friends. Color explodes. The color of your paintings. The color of your anger. The color of your passion. You smile. There's always a beginning, but never an end. See you around. This is for Philip LaMantia. Philip LaMantia. The immensity coming back upon itself. Those words smoke out of your mouth, echo and echo, spiral to open the ceiling, bring back the firmament. We sit in your bare-walled, windowless hotel room, November 1958, Mexico City. A room like that to birth such vision. How could another word follow? But it did, and did, and did. Quote, art, life, death, quote. Ecstasies, 1958. Another begin. Another, March 7th, 2005, the immensity. coming back upon itself. Here's a poem which is not in this book, but it's in a recent book that was published in 2011 called Can't Stop the Beat. And this is one of the poems in there. Postcard, 1995. John Hoffman died in Mexico. Ron Rice died in Mexico. Ann McKeever vanished in Mexico. Alex, wife and child, died in Mexico. And what about Sheila? Bob Kaufman wanted to die in Mexico, and so did Jack Kerouac. And what about Neil Cassidy? Sutter Marin swam in Playa Angel, made a pact with the angels, all mad to be reborn. I die every time I go to Mexico and return reborn. John Hoffman, your poetry lives with Philip LaMantia. Ron Rice, your films are flower thieves of the night. Ann McKeever, your poems, your voice, your Toreador's baby, where are they? Alex left his name Ernest Alexander in paintings in Chicago. And Sheila of the Blues Voice, once married to A. Ginsburg, said she took a dope rap for him, died in a South of Market hotel dreaming of Mexico. Bob Kaufman is equal to anything, especially in France. And Jack Kerouac is everywhere. Daughter Jan Kerouac carried his face and what he faced and what he didn't. And what about Neil Cassidy swinging his lantern to the night train? Sutter Marin did it all to his own beat in San Francisco, before the beat and after. This night in a room of reflections, like what put us here, like changes in reflex, like changes in pace. This night in a room of reflections, the patterns of self on the wall, at the shore of the sea, sparks from the red tide, a movement of self, fireworks on the water, the eye reflection of stars. What put us here? The self, of course. The course is not always clear. The water is not always clear. The sky is not always clear. It is still. It is still a time for reflection. Thank you. Thank you. Hal Davis. This is from a tree, a log that was found on the property I live on. And it's he found it hollow, cured it, and we've brought it to Austin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Danke, Rudi, versuch's jetzt ohne Mikrofon. Als nächstes kommt Jack.
It ain't Jack Michelin either.
Could I?
Yeah.
May I?
I try to.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jack.
Hi, folks. Lovely to be here. I'm going to read two pieces, two arcanes. The first one is, you'll recognize it more immediately. It's called the Dasein Arcane, and it has an epigraph, Gesang ist Dasein, Rainer Maria Rilke. At the very beginning of the memory of my discovery of poetry, you were here as Da. So easy to say there, fused with the Russian for yes. You were where I first read Dasein. Before Heidegger would deconstruct it years later, and now, from this old hindsight of 60 years, I put my finger on it. You didn't so much make me a poet as reveal what poetry really is and how its resonance streams all the way down into the profounds of the foundation of inwardness. So even after I turned the body of the dancer inside out with Achto and entered the scream of silence, attending the funeral of the West with Selan, even forgetting you as I ran headlong down Mayakovsky Street, drum-pumped aortas, beating out the rats of the facts of the class act of that flaming tract of tracts engined by those engineers of soul into the revolution, you found me, after all, in the Soviet Memorial Park in East Berlin, insisting by way of Russian space and the global sorrow that would have evoked your voyage to Russia with Louis Andrea Solomay at the outset of the 20th century on death in life for yourself, and it did and it does for me as well. The glorious D, the greater purport, as Walt called it so accurately. Oh, David, my own, who's deepened my way through, at the end of whose never-ending life, prophetic of all that had already occurred in the last century, and would to this very day, oh, Duino elegies that found me with its total cry. And now that the world is dying of the hedony of consumism, and the call to be poet is above all inward, for that's what's given in a book, and more essentially, originarily, in a poem in a book, O may song break the glass of ether that sustains the things of the world, and who, if I cried, be from the mouth of a body of souls for years gathering griefs, sufferings, and rage to a cry that might occupy all of Dasein, so that we each of us actually hear each other from the sun's soul, and our deaths embrace as one heart, O ray of the sun of love's resplendent glory.
Amen.
This one is an arcane I know it's not very good to think of all the occupies all over the world as having an ideology, but you'll forgive me. The Occuparty Arcane. One. There's a poem being written by the people of the world in a process in motion. A composition by field, literally, by camping in parks, on campuses, occupying everywhere. It's got its twists, absurd turns, but its rule is presence of breath and being in the truly present. After having received the essence, the inmost call for democracy's justice at last, and so one has to go with it because one's already been spoken to from and by the future irrevocably. Two, no, we're not a picnic on the lawn of government. A little verse that says to the 1%, we want to annoy you a little so that you recognize us. Listen, occupiers, unless we say goodbye forever to the Democrats and repulsive cans, the two sides of the coin that's capitalism, and with the Greens and independents work all together to create the Occuparty, unless we look in that direction as a new class under the sun of an organically collectivized democracy, the army of the capitalist class, that 1%, cops who belong to the 99 but have bought the bullet along with the brainwash of the lie of security, those cops surely won't be doing crosswords when they're ordered to tear gas, mace, club with batons, and even shoot to kill us and our brothers and sisters. They'll only desist and join us when we create the Occuparty born from the poem that's being written by people of good earth and goodwill all over the world.
Und ihre Familie kommt aus dem Mississippi-Delta und das wird man gleich merken in ihren melodischen, in ihren Texten, die auch von Musik geprägt sind.
I would love to write a poem for the old ones who peer at us through ancient eyes, wondering, pondering, if they are seen at all, their eyes that see more from memory than sight, wondering, pondering if their movements, slow and shambling, impede others who refuse to lend a hand or offer a step in rhyme with theirs. I would love to write a poem for the old ones to say they all have love and food, to say that pigeons are not their only friends, and that myths about cat food are only myths. I would love to write a poem for the old ones, the ones who pass the afternoon on city park benches, who shuffle along on city streets, clutching small items in plastic bags, who wear heavy coats in summer and walk with canes, the jaundice-eyed ones, the shaking hands ones, the ones who practice Tai Chi and play chess in city parks, the ones who believe they will be saved, and those who believe nothing at all. I would love to write a poem for those who live alone and die alone, proud or humbled, laughing at death or crying. I would love to write a poem for every line, every wrinkle, every history, every varicose vein and liver spot. I would love to write a poem for those who dance slowly, alone, in the dark, to the music of their youth, internal, eternal music. I would love to write a poem for the heart and soul of America, for those who have worked all their lives, enriched the nation that doles out nickels and dimes for the fruits of their labors and the purchase of their souls, and leaves them alone, stumbling about in rented rooms with no heat and little prospects. For their heartland warriors, national warriors no more. I would love to write a poem about the heart and soul of America. There's a terrible drought happening in the Midwestern United States. So I'm going to read a few short drought poems and then one poem for Tyrol. Images of drought. One. Once golden wheat in sway was simpatico with wind and earth, familiar in the presence of elements. Now, 21st century drought has wrought new elemental forms, strangled stalks that rustle dryly, husks stirred to life by tunes of the wind, shadow of sun. Two. Beef prices drop. Animals to the slaughterhouse. As farmers part with livestock, nothing to feed them except mercy. Three. Urban street. Lines of heat rising from sidewalks where even weeds will not grow. An afternoon of vomitous, fiery excess heaves forth a light energy, unleashed wall of heat. Four. To chart the path of flame, to orchestrate the inferno, we cannot do. We can flee from its path, allow flame to inform us with lick and ravish that forests are sacred, drought is real. For Tyrol. The mountains rise to the sky, stone jutting to vapor. I am a little one gazing at the friendly giants. Look, see how the mountains kiss the tips of sky. Thank you.
Die Mutter von North Beach als Texas ist Lies und zwar Eggie.
Großmutter.
Nein, Mutter. Aber wenn man im Café Trieste, das ist ein Zentrum in North Beach, wenn man dort hinkommt und von außen sitzen die Raucher und rundherum um Eggie sitzen 15 Leute und alle quatschen sie an, weil sie von ihrer Hilfe, Mutterhilfe brauchen.
Aber es ist stoppen.
Stoppen, oder? Eins will ich noch sagen, Eggie arbeitet auch, vor allem auch als Malerin und sie hat mir einmal gesagt, in der Früh wacht sie auf, schaut beim Fenster hinaus, hat einen Gedanken und dann überlegt sie sich, mache ich ein Bild oder schreibe ich ein Gedicht. Also heute haben wir Gedichte von ihr.
Danke.
I have ischias, so I need this. I think everyone has ischias. So I've at least met four people here have ischias. I'm going to start with a poem that is dedicated to Mumia Abu Jamal. And if those of you who don't know who he's been incarcerated in Yale in America for too long, for something he did not do, or if he did it, that's almost beside the point, because there's a long story. And where is this poem? There we go. 94. As if they could break your spirit. As if they could break your spirit. The very essence of spirit, born from within, or stop the words out of incarcerated hands of a mind that refuses to be behind bars, refuses to close its mouth on injustice in a world garroting itself on lies. And those behind walls of fear, so frozen in their tracks by what they hear, so afraid of the narrative rising out of history, who don't unite with the struggle that could truly collapse their fear. Mumia is not afraid because he understands the burden of the past as a victim of that dark night. He speaks as clearly as ever from deep inside, knows, sees, as a voice for those without a voice. 20 years plus is a long time to be wronged and locked up, as a long time engaging the madness both inside and outside. How the real killers are getting away with blue murder, dropping bombs indiscriminately without even dirtying their hands, rocking back and forth on their porches of ignorance and callous greed. 20+ years is too long without hearing your own footsteps arriving home. Too long not to be able to wrap your voice around those you love. One day we'll walk with you, Momia, along Rue Momia Abu Jamal in Saint-Denis in Paris to Nelson Mandela Stadium in Unanimous Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And this is a little poem for a beautiful man who lived in North Beach, BJ Papa. He's dead now. And they all know BJ Papa. I can see you right there, deep inside the heart, there, all around, everywhere. Your twinkling smile, quietly noble, enveloping with a soft whisper, gently absent, gently present, all grace and courage in those far away eyes. There's a seat in Café Trieste, the one by the door on the left as you enter. That's where I first saw you, where I last saw you. You'll always be sitting there. It's your seat. And it will always stay warm, very warm. And this is, I'm reading a few North Beach sort of poems. This is another one. A man I just came across in the park, and I have to kind of do this. It's called The Fighter. Can't see the roses, can't smell the roses. There are no roses. Where do you come from? From a long road of lonely blood. Everything that never gets said, all the crackling, all these demented cardboard boxes stirring in the night. See that man waving his fists in the air, says, can't fight, but I do the exercise. Says, stood up to him, but I wasn't present. Says, can take a punch, but really, I should be dead. You think you're it? Let me tell you about blood. How it falls from my lips. And this is probably the angriest poem I ever wrote. And it's called spermatosis. I invented that word. I think it's a rather good word. I think I'm in the wrong book. And that's not unusual. So, spermatosis. The world's cock has run amok. Inside it live a million slaves. Inside this gluttonous peepee hole that can't have enough, quick enough, cheap enough, it stiffens to hi or hallelujah. In a pimpled jockstrap stretches its greed to grab at sucklings from the third world who are comatose with fear and obedience as it spreads its spermatosis all over nature's sweet breath. These lascivious beasts waddle about in porno space without a stitch of shame and play hide and suck. And the world's innocence is again and again and again mortally fucked. I'm going to little song in my mother tongue. Because I have a mother tongue. And it's Swedish. It's all right. No. But I have to catch my breath. It's a very beautiful song. I don't think you need the words. So skimrande var i havet på stranden aldrig så befriande fälten, ängarna och träden aldrig så vackra och blommorna aldrig så ljuvligt doftande som när du gick vid min sida mot solnedgången aftonen, den underbara, då dina lockar döljde mig för världen och jag kunde glömma alla mina sorger, älskling, i din första kyss. I didn't sing it very well.
Charles Bukowski, Bukowski kennengelernt. Das war für ihn sehr bestimmend. Und ich muss jetzt sagen, der Mili Tschaikowski hat 10 Gedichtbände geschrieben, aber auch eine Biografie über Bukowski. Und er hat mir in North Beach einiges über diesen Herrn erzählt. Und er hat mir ein ganz anderes Bild dargestellt, als es üblicherweise verbreitet wird. Also das war ein harter, beinharter Arbeiter. Und der Nieder zu mir gesagt, kannst du dir vorstellen, wenn du in Los Angeles lebst und jeden Tag besoffen bist und immer mit der Auto fährst, dass du nicht andauernd die Führerschein abnehmen. Also hat das Ganze nicht so ganz gestimmt haben. Niri, where are you?
I wanted Elias to keep talking because I was looking for this poem. But, you know, he wouldn't do it, so.
So die weitere.
I'm going to read 2 poems, or maybe.
Hey, you're just like Gregory Corso.
Just another 2.
This is part of the act, you shuffle. This is a book that Elias has been so kind to offer to take into account, take into the German language, and that's so wonderful.
If I had
a chalkboard, I was a teacher, and if I had chalk and a board, you guys have that in school, and I would use that, and I would be able to fumble through that before I got to this. Okay, I'm gonna. There's 2 ways I could go. There's a poem to Whitman that's sort of a, you know, but then there's this Job suffering, and you could say Job suffering. But it's actually Job suffering. And it's the first 3 pages of a very long poem. In and of itself, it's sort of long. But it was dedicated to my mother, to the memory of my mother who, you know, my mother died. Everybody's mother dies eventually. Every mother's son and daughter dies. But she died of cancer, and there was a point where I thought, for years, I thought, this person is not going to, you know, this family won't be touched by that. And she had studied Job all her life through a Jungian lens. And so I thought it would be appropriate to memorialize her with this. So I'm going to read this first 3 pages. It cuts off at a certain point. I drew back the yarn in South Pasadena, the Madame Blavatsky house. Across my finger to the loom, I needed to think of Job, my trip, a classic journey, ecstatic, 2 decades in San Francisco, 15 years beyond Hell's Gate, self-centered, turning from that single war, protected, clinging to the image of a priest, igniting himself, hoping for a dragon's blood fangs to fall from bamboo, saw a man running, uncontrollable light on his eyes, Saigon city center, halfway to the grave. It wasn't World War II or Korea. That war we held in our banquet room, doomed from its inception, enter and be seated, please pass the genuine life, your elegance hardly showing. It was the death of General Dwight David Eisenhower on the TV screen, his face like rice paper. I mean the body of what we perceive to be poverty, garage door opener, a mean lawn. We kept our doors unlocked and dwelt in the spirit of the major food groups, a pyramid with the eye of sedition on top. You can only butter your bread so thick until the wound bleeds. LSD was not a gateway. Don't bring my brother home that way, tarmac, Jehovah, Puto, in your defective heart, cowboy, William Westmoreland General. That room in which you find room to ruminate your poor kids in a yellow submarine, gem of memory as children of our July picnics grow up to murder newborn song at the table of another people. See in your mailbox the prison poems of Ho Chi Minh Hummingbird, a warrior waning fear of night, trouble with my heritage, send for the gargone, go call the waiter, we wait to see tis of thee to sing easily in the National Geographic, a man in picturesque garb. Go build your Star Wars Godzilla. Escritor, muy guapo, hombre, hola. Listen, camarado, silent dove, we suffer to maintain togetherness. Come now, rise, you're dead. Stick a bolt of fatigue into the dragon's mouth. Avenger, Baba, we miss your compassionate mind. Apu's serene life like Job's road. She saw him through her own eyes, and in the musings of Jung, eloquent cloud. I drew back the yarn, felt ignorant laughter of a street cop, fat, meaty thighs, primed to stoke flames, striving words in the newspaper, simple at counting 1, 2, 3, and you, Job, having nothing to do with it, Abend. Another night, I dreamt you up and spit you out on an altar of a pine wood box with a Jewish star on either end. We're characters out of a mythology. You're everything, biblical scythe, specter to be driven earthward, drawn over your fingers in an approximation of the heart of darkness. It's over to the pharmacy, the Safeway supermarket, gas station, sidewalk teller. A boring day, gotta get through it. Graying beard, my face, gray in a laundromat window. I'm reading Don Juan. Imagine Julia dead now, staggering near total recall by hyperactivity keeps me alive. Driving into the mailbox, Nietzsche, not a destroyer. Poor Ezra, put upon by circumstance. Then we cut to the hospital where she dies of lymphoma. She wore shadows from your movements, bumped, self-centered through the centuries. What else could they be? My father tried to pull her back to her old self, but ashes rise. We determine dust covers every smiling window. Clean room, cancer ward, enter your card number. Keep silent. Tear off your face. Jewish man in a Catholic hospital, I'm told from the usual reliable sources that the Society of Jesus was founded by a dreamer. Astounding. Mein Lieb, mein Geist, mein Gott. Family awaits you under sign of Garuda, half man, half bird, a constellation. Listen, hear words, afternoon absurdities pile up, carving mercy from an Arab altarpiece. Already I mean to summon the war god, Garuda, guardian of the borderland, whose feet you tickle, whose tongue you touch with your tongue. Ah, and you, Job, all is destroyed. Why am I compelled into the dance of Master Holderling? His beer hall cronies curse our creator and shoot pool for keeps. I who died am alive. Here is my draft card. Cold air covered me. My eyes are brown, tiny. I saw wild white doves, a phantom jet in the Galilee. My body torn open, so intense, yet truly, I wept. The pain, brazen good fortune, blossoming alley, she died in the morning, despite everything. Only weeks ago, looming shadow of your mind, blind, blinking, warm in a mortal coil, then cold, near freezing, on and off, the controls, hold on, it's Chaucer, venerated, court of the lions, on his way toward a story to be filed pronto on his ass in the ringer. Read Rabindranath Tagore, Abba, come see mass murder in the morning. Pink, pick any false Job, his arrogant eyes, red lips dying to greet us in the cafe across from the Roman ruins. Thank you.
Danke, Nili. Und zum Schluss dann noch George.
Mm-hmm.
Where is George?
George.
Thank you.
Und wir haben uns jetzt gut ausgemacht, ein gutes Bier verdient. Und auch, was ich noch sagen wollte, der Büchertisch wäre noch offen, wenn Sie irgendeinen Wunsch haben sollten. Schönen Abend, schlafen Sie gut. Vielen Dank.